Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. I appreciate you being there. We've had a good 2 hours already, and start a new one right here. We're going to get back with Earl, who we didn't finish with in the previous hour. One of the things I need to tell you about real quickly before we go back. One is, well, I'll wait on one of them because Earl's been holding, but the contest picture, the mystery picture, has not been identified yet on dirtdoctor.com. It's kind of an unusual tree, give you that hint. Whoever gets it wins one of the contests. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that I didn't have an entry in the library about this tree. I've written it now. I've been doing it during the breaks, and we'll get it up sometime soon. But if you want to make a guess, just go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, click on the little button that's over there on the right under that top picture, and it'll take you right to the photograph. If you don't do anything, it just rotates, and it'll come up. But let's help Earl, and then we'll get back to talking about stem cells just a little bit. Earl, you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for coming back to me, Howard.
Yes, sir. Now, get back to what you were talking about, and I'll try to help.
So, I was wondering, is 2 inches of topsoil good for grass, and 4 inches or 6 inches is good for my garden? And then when should I put in a nematode? What about compost down? I'm really interested about the nematode.
Okay. Have you already purchased what you're calling the topsoil?
Nope.
Okay. What is your base soil on the site like? Is it really bad soil?
Yeah, we have bad clay soil here.
Okay. Well, if you bring in, I'm a little bit reluctant for you to put 2 inches down for the turf without tilling it in and making it, you know, blend with the native soil. If you just put a layer of a different kind of soil on top of the existing soil, you have kind of an artificial situation there that's a little difficult to keep the moisture right and all that. So if you do put it on the turf area, try to mix it in to the existing soil some, or forget about it and just use the topsoil in the garden, because there we can add the compost to it, the rock minerals, azomite, lava sand, granite, whatever kind of rock material you can get locally there, and the cornmeal and the dry molasses, and till all of that together, and that'll make a great bed for the vegetable garden, herbs, flowers, whatever you want to grow there. The nematode.
How many inches?
I'm sorry?
How many inches?
Well, the topsoil, you can put down as much as you want. You were talking about putting 4 or 5 inches down. That's fine. Go ahead and do that. If it's a quality topsoil, there's no problem with that at all. But I would add the amendments to it as well. I wouldn't do just the topsoil. That was my point.
Oh, and then the nematodes, when would I put the nematodes down? Because we've had a very unusual year this year. This year we were very dry from about maybe July on, and yesterday and the day before we got about 8 inches.
Well,
but we caught up with
you're in a lot colder climate there in Chicago than I am here in Dallas. So it's getting, if it's warm enough for the plants to keep growing, if it's warm enough for the pests that you're trying to control to be there, it's fine to go ahead and do the beneficial nematodes right away. On the other hand, if tomorrow it turns freezing and stays, you know, moves right on into winter early for you, the nematodes are not going to do you much good. They'll probably hang around and still be around by spring, but they're not going to do much good for you right after they've planted. On the other hand, if you're still having relatively mild weather there, you can put the nematodes out when you do the bed preparation, right after you do the bed preparation.
All right. Thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate you taking my call.
Okay. Thank you for calling. And the nematodes, you know, are used, if you're hearing that term for the first time, they're used for pests that have one or more of their life cycles in the ground. Chinch bugs, grub worms, fleas, ticks, you know, whatever the pest is that you're trying to control. The key to remember is if the weather is mild enough for the pests, it's mild enough for the beneficial nematodes to be purchased and applied. So I got a note here about that. Open line, if you want to jump in here at 866-444-3478. Let's talk about Young Vitality for a minute. This is the company that we have gotten involved in with that I'm very happy to be able to tell you about. I got an email just yesterday from somebody saying they had heard about the stem cells, the umbilical cord stem cells, and wanted to know of what I thought about it. My knee is completely healed. I had a torn meniscus in my knee, and it is completely healed. And a lot of people that I know and talk to a lot have had similar results. And so it's a free consultation. So I would strongly recommend, wherever you are in the country, there are doctors that are set up for this. If you're unlucky, you may be in a place where you might have to do a little traveling to get to one of the doctors to have the consult and talk about whether they think it would work for you and what it would cost and all the wherewithal about this wonderful treatment. All you got to do for this free consultation is call this number, 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. And this is, by the way, it's, you'll hear a lot of ads and people talking about stem cells, and most of the people are talking about using your own fat cells or using placenta cells or using, you know, some people even fetuses and things like that. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here are very, very special stem cells. They come from the cleanest source there is, from healthy babies that are born, the umbilical cords that have been being saved in hospitals now for a long time, and they are now selling them and allowing them to be used to help people. Let's go to McKinney, Texas, and talk to Ann. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
What can I do for
Hello?
You?
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got horse herd questions.
Okay.
We've got a very shady yard, so I've been encouraging the horse herd, but it hasn't covered completely yet. First question is, if there is something that will control crabgrass that won't kill the horse herd.
No, that would be a problem.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
so
the horse herb
killer would kill broadleaf.
Yeah, the one that I talk about, the Agrilon crabgrass killer or spot spraying or whatever, is going to kill the horse herb as easily or more easily than the crabgrass. So you're going to have to go a different route. Let me tell you, this is one of the tips I got from a listener one time that's superb, and it relates to this wonderful little native ground cover that you're calling about called horse herb. The horse herb is in full bloom right now here, at least in sunnier spots and in my gardens at the office, it's in full bloom. Have you noticed the little yellow flowers on yours?
Yes.
Okay. When it is in full bloom like that, you can. This would be one of the few times I would ever recommend using a grass catcher, a bag on a lawnmower. But you can mow it, catch the little flowers, and distribute those clippings in other places, and the little seed from those little flowers will germinate next season and just come up like gangbusters.
All right.
Yeah. And he told me that he was trying to, I think he did it accidentally because he was trying to get it more tidy and and just clean it up. And he caught the clippings and put them in another area. And then the next season, lo and behold, he had more of the horse herb growing there than in the original spot. And the key is to do it when the plant is in bloom.
Very good. Oh, well, now, talking about that, there are spots that haven't covered yet.
Uh-huh.
And obviously they're not going to start growing stuff with winter coming up, but what do I do with the bare ground over the winter to keep, well, I know about, you know, the pre-emergent herbicide and all of that, but is there something I can physically put down to keep weeds from wandering in?
Well, what I would do is put down mulch. Get a shredded hardwood bark mulch or a double ground, a finely fine textured partial compost, partially completed compost, and mulch those bare areas, and you'll see the ground cover spread right in. I'm going to put you on hold. I got to run. I'll be back right after this.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Ann off the air there a little bit more about... Oh, by the way, there's open lines if you want to jump on here real quick. 800... No, not 800. 866-444-3478. And I were talking about the horse herb, getting it established in the bare areas where it hasn't established yet and that sort of thing. And this is what I was telling her I wanted everybody to hear, because it relates to ground covers in general, not just the native horse herb ground cover. A lot of people are under the misconception that if you mulch ground covers when they're planted, that it'll slow down the establishment of the ground cover, that the mulch, you know, will prevent the ground cover from being able to get the good contact with the soil and slow down the establishment. The truth is just the opposite. We learned a long time ago on landscape projects, mulching with various kinds of materials, and especially on slope, which is where a problem that she had in one area. It was a sloped area. If you mulch between the bare soil around newly planted ground covers, whatever the ground cover is, doesn't matter, or whether it's an area where you just have some bare spots that you're trying to fill in, if you cover the bare areas, the bare soil, with shredded native tree trimmings. And it would be best in this case if you could get an improved shredded material. In other words, it had been reground, ground more than once, so it's a little bit finer texture. It works a little bit better. But the shredded nature, whether it's shredded hardwood bark or shredded native tree trimmings or whatever the shredded material is, put on the bare soil, it will, one, hold the moisture in the soil better, and the ground cover will actually spread out into those areas much better than if you leave it bare. Plus, it looks better. Plus, the shredded mulch fuses together, locks together pretty well, even though it continues to breathe, which is good. That helps the growth and prevents washing away and erosion if it's on a sloped area. So everything about it, mulching with the shredded material, is beneficial. The other thing that I would recommend to you, if you've had a little bit of a problem getting the ground cover to establish and you've got some bare areas showing up between the established parts, take your turning fork or some kind of a tool and rough up that bare soil a little bit. Put down a little compost and a little of the same stuff we use for bed preparation in the first place, dry molasses, the whole ground cornmeal, rock minerals, and then put the mulch on top of that, and you will see very, very quick establishment of your ground cover. I don't care whether it's English ivy, Persian ivy, liriope, ophiopogon, the native horse herb, Euonymus coloratus. It really doesn't matter what the ground cover is. This same technique works with all of them. Plus the fact, if you mulch the bare areas throughout your ground cover plantings, it just looks better. It looks more finished from the very beginning. Ken's turn, calling from Richardson, Texas. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, Howard. I'm trying to identify an encroaching grass in a St. Augustine lawn, and I've looked at all of the books. My guess would be Dallas grass, except that when I look at the Dallas grass photos in any book that you can find, they always show a seed head spike. And I am seeing no seed heads in this grass at all.
Some growing laterally, growing down low?
No.
Okay.
And this is a dark green grass. It maintains that dark green color no matter what the surrounding St. Augustine is doing. It's encroaching throughout the lawn. And if you're not careful, you think that it's just a very vigorous spot of the existing St. Augustine. Mm-hmm. But when you look closely, you see that the blades are slightly wider. They do not appear to be ribbed at all, and slightly longer. And so I'm bewildered as to what in the heck this is, but it is steadily taking over the grass.
And we've got no flowers and no seed heads to help us with our identification. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And so at least perhaps we can rule out any thought of Dallas grass per this conversation.
Well, unless there's something going, you know, any grass has flowers and seed heads, you know, at some point. So there's something causing that repression. My only suggestion would be to take a look at a couple of things. The Dallas grass is pretty easy to identify because you're going to get, as it grows, you're going to get the center of it kind of dying out. So if you haven't seen that, you probably are right in that it's not Dallas grass. My first guess would be that it's crabgrass. Have you looked at that idea?
This is not shaped like crabgrass at all, Howard. I've been a Dallas area clay gumbo gardener.
Can you take a picture of it? I'm going to have to run, but can you take a picture of it and send it to me?
I can do that.
I'm going to talk to him off the air. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books, His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Our mystery photograph has not been identified yet, so you still have an opportunity to win one of our classes. And I'll give you another tip. We've had guesses of Ball Cypress and Dawn Redwood, both pretty good guesses. But just to give you an idea how different this tree is and a clue in a different direction is that those that foliage that you see in the photograph is sharp, pointed, and hard and will hurt you. So think about that, and maybe you can come up with the name of the tree. Very unusual tree. We don't have a lot of them growing here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but they grow pretty much across the country in a lot of places from zone 7 to zone 10. Let's see what Rose is up to in Dallas. Hello, Rose.
How are you doing this morning, Howard?
Doing very well. Thank you.
Good. I was just inquiring about, I think it's about 10 on each side, crepe myrtles, and I've been in my house about 20 years. And they're about 15 to 20 feet tall. And I know the burgundy ones, the flowers will stay blown for quite some time for the winter to stand. But the white ones, they can stay for about a good week. And then once they bloom, and then it seems like they just go out of place. So what's it called, that?
So the white ones are stopping bloom, and the purple ones are keeping on blooming?
Yes.
that's a genetic thing, Rose. There's really not too much you can do about it, except one thing I'll suggest to you. But some of the crepe myrtles just bloom better than others. It's just built into their DNA.
Okay.
So, and if that's the case, there's not really much you can do. Now, what will help, the thing that you can use if you're not already doing it, that mm-hmm. will help bring a plant into flower better than any other thing you can do is Garrett juice, the mixture okay. of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. Make your own or get the commercial, one of the commercial versions, either one. And when you use it on a plant that you're trying to get to bloom better, you need to spray the plant with it, foliar feed, spray the trunk, and drench the root system as well.
So do I do it now in the wintertime, or when do I do it?
Well, I think we're about over the season now. You know, my little crepe myrtles have got a bonsai, and we've got some big ones too, but the fall color is already starting to show a little bit, and when you start getting that discoloration from the season, you know, slowing down, they're not going to bloom much at all. It will help you to do a drenching for sure now for next year, but okay. you're probably not going to push it too much until bud starts swelling and it starts to grow next season.
So what does the drenching consist of?
Just putting it in what I use is a big old galvanized watering can, and I mix it up just like I would mix it for the spray, you know, just like the instructions okay. say on the package or the instructions on my formula in dirtdoctor.com. And then just use that watering can and just walk around and pour it on the soil in the root zone of the plant. That's okay. what drenching the soil is.
One more question. Is it too late to put St. Augustine grass down?
No, not at all. It's a common question because there are people out there that say it's too late, and it's not too late at all. We plant solid sod St. Augustine basically all winter.
So, oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Now's a good time to plant it and probably get some good prices on it at the garden centers and all that. And once again, don't prepare the soil much and put a lot of compost and a lot of amendments in the soil. Put the sod down first, just on loosened up but leveled soil, and then put a light top dressing of compost and organic fertilizer on the surface after it's planted. Roll it so you get rid of the air pockets, and you'll be off and running.
Okay, do I get rid of the existing grass that's there already?
Well, you know, I used to say that you did need to do that, but my buddy in San Antonio, Bob Webster, was giving me a hard time about that, and he said that they have been doing it for a long time where they just kind of rough up the existing soil and the sod and don't go to the trouble to pull it all out. Plant Ooh. Solid sod right over it and have real good success. So you can do it like I used to recommend it, or do it like Bob has pretty much convinced me to do nowadays.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. I never got around to finishing my N. Howard's garden, and we have, if you want to jump on here, we might be able to get back to you, but a couple of things I needed to finish for you. I planted a while back some zinnias. I planted some zinnias and some marigolds, both for fall color. It's still, if you can find some nice products, some nice plants in the nurseries that are still compact and not all completely open and in full bloom and starting to open up, they're kind of going downhill at that point and probably not worth it. But if you can find some compact ones where they still have buds but they're not completely open, you can plant them. Mine are just looking great right now, looking as good as they have since they went in, and they've been in about a month, I guess. And I'm planting actually some additional plants. Petunias, well, a lot of people don't realize that petunias can take some freezing temperature. Not quite as well as pansies and dianthus and some of the other things, but the advantage with petunias is that they're going to look really good for you right now while there's still some hot weather, warm weather, and then they can go into some freezing temperature as well. They actually like a little bit of frost, cold weather at night. So those of you that are a little bit farther north, even if you're starting to have some pretty nippy weather, the petunias can be a great annual planting for you. And don't forget that when you plant something that you're trying to use for flowers, use the garret juice as a foliar feed and also as a drench in the soil. Another tip that one of the guys I used to work with when I was in the golf course business many, many years ago, he actually convinced me that with pansies, when you plant pansies, if you will deadhead them from time to time, actually just pull off the flowers when they're still looking good, and you can put those healthy flowers into shallow dishes of water floating. Looks really pretty. Some people will put have a sculpture that has a water-holding capacity in the top and put the pansies floating there. They last for a long time, and they really make a nice feature in the garden. But the main thing that you get from pulling those flowers off the pansies is you get heavier flower production. You'll be surprised at how much the flower production will kick up if you pull off flowers from time to time. And I used to think that was way too much trouble. I tried it a few times, and lo and behold, it did work. I also have a little report for you on something that I've been talking to you about for years, and that is my big bay. I have a bay that's the Laurus nobilis. It's the herb cooking bay in my garden. It's probably the biggest one in Texas. I can't imagine anybody has one bigger. It's well over 30 feet tall and just about as wide. And it got some damage for the first time this past winter. And it's looked terrible for a while because it had a bunch of brown leaves in it that I hadn't gone to the trouble of cutting out. I finally got my pruning pole pruner out and started cutting some of it out yesterday. I just hadn't taken time to do it. And I noticed that certain limbs, small limbs, limbs 1 inch to an inch and a half, had completely died. And so I'm cutting those totally back. And it's fascinating to me that the side of the tree that the most damage is on the side that is crowding together with my big champion ginkgo, my ginkgo that has outgrown every ginkgo that ever has been planted in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That side has the most damage. The other side, which is open to the air, there's no crowding to it on that side, has very, very little freeze damage. So it's making me scratch my head a little bit about how I'm going to prune it and the ginkgo and the bamboo that's on the backside of it and all the stuff, because the most winter damage, it's cosmetic. It hadn't killed the plant, although there's a little more damage than I had originally seen. It may be that keeping it not crowded against other plants is a better way for a plant that is a little bit marginally hardy in your garden. Just some interesting new that I've run into. What else is going on in my garden? Another thing that kind of surprised me, and it's because of being under the organic program, I'm growing black pepper in the backyard. I got one plant years ago, and of course, the people said that there's no way it would last outside in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And mine has, and has actually sprouted in the ground cover and grown out through the yard in a couple of places. I don't think I would recommend that you plant it, but it has turned out to be a little bit more hardy than I thought. Has not produced any pepper for me yet at all, so I'll keep you posted on that. Another thing that I've changed in my garden is that I planted some Houtenia, the little Thai herb that some people like to cook with. I think it smells terrible, and I don't like it. But it got to the point where it was actually damaging some other ground cover. It was becoming so aggressive that it was crowding out the Ophiopogon and some liriope that it was growing next to. So we're in the process now of removing, and I've got quite a bit of it. It's a kind of a pretty ground cover. It has a pretty, very interesting flower, and some of the Houtenia has variegations, yellow and red variegations. But the two things I noticed, the older mine got, the more the variegations went away, and it became just a green ground cover. And the other thing was it grew tall enough to where it was laying over and it was crowding out other ground cover, like I said, the Mondo grass and some of the other things that I wanted to keep. So what we're doing is we're completely removing it from the garden. And it's going to take a while. I'll take some pictures of it and put it on Facebook, and we'll put some entries on dirtdoctor.com about it. But it's probably a ground cover, kind of like Ohasanta to a degree, needs to have a dedicated place to grow it, not being grown next to other low-growing plants, because it has definitely done some damage. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, the Thai herb Houtenia or Hootenanny plant is in our website on dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. A couple of things. Howard's Garden, and then we had a caller that lost the connection and sent me a note that wanted me to cover, which I will do, about mosquitoes and spraying and stuff. One of the things in Howard's Garden that I wanted to talk about today that has really turned out to be a good little find that I made. I've got a problem area in the front of our house. It's a real narrow little raised bed. They built this house and then added these real narrow little raised beds to the front of the house, and they're a problem. They're up under the eave, and there's just several issues with them. But I found a plant that does very well there, and it might be a helpful tip for you for other problem areas. And it's normally a plant that I don't recommend too much. It's not as bad as the Houtenia as far as spreading, but it can become a little bit invasive. It's the dwarf Mexican petunia or Ruellia. There's a compact version and comes in and has flowers in a couple of different colors. One's pink and one's more of a purple-blue color. Both of them are terrific. They will spread, but they spread very slowly. But in a contained area like this bed that I have, it is the absolute perfect plant. We also had a couple of little containers that are on each side of the outdoor fireplace in the sitting area. And I just thought, well, you know, this little plant is so tough that maybe it'll even take that situation. And so far, it has. The other tip related to plants that might surprise you to use in the garden, one of the things that I have, probably 4 or 5, maybe 6 containers of aloe vera. And the aloe you can get, if you go to nurseries or if you mail order or whatever, you'll find that aloe vera is just one of the different kinds of aloes. There are some others. There's one I've got that's called it's something like prickly or cactus aloe vera. It has spines. They're not spines that would hurt you. They show up. They're a little darker, and the leaves of this aloe are very thin, and it does extremely well, not only in containers in the garden, but in the shade. It's just like ginkgo and the discovery there that it will grow in the shade as well as it'll grow out in full sun. The aloe vera will do the same thing. I had aloe vera, I don't right now, but we've had aloe vera actually in the office as a container plant. So it's a very, very durable plant for you. So remember that. The other real quick one, question about rodents coming in and eating the bark off of trees, especially. I've gotten this question about Japanese maples probably more than any other tree. When that happens, it's a dead giveaway that the tree is in stress from too much water, too little water, wrong kind of fertilizer, being too deep in the ground. Bingo, that's usually it. If you have rodents, whether it's a rat or a mouse or a squirrel or whatever it is eating the bark, that tree is trying to help itself by concentrating sugars, and the animal can detect that and will eat the bark. Get the soil and the mulch off the base of the plant. Get the flare dramatically exposed. This is a great time of the year to do it, real carefully with hand tools and blowers and brushes and things like that, if you don't want to bring an arborist in, and that damage from that rodent will go away. If they've totally girdled the plant, mix up the tree trunk goop, which is equal amounts of compost, soft rock phosphate, and diatomaceous earth. If you can't find the soft rock phosphate, use fireplace ashes. Mix water with it. They make a muddy slurry. Slather that on the damaged area from the rodent. If it's all the way around, you're going to have to put some burlap and keep the burlap soaked in the tree trunk goop, and it will actually regrow. It'll bridge back over, believe it or not. If it's not girdled all the way around, it's a piece of cake to fix with the tree trunk goop. The formula is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Somebody called and said they're spraying in Arlington, and do I have any information proof about using the alternatives, the BTI and all that? There's plenty on our website on dirtdoctor.com, even more in texasorganicresearchcenter.org. Go in there. We talk about the research that we know about that's available. Rutgers University also, I don't know if we've got theirs in there. We need to have it if we don't. But they have been doing research on using BTI for complete residential areas and seeing some extremely good results using that technique. There's a research scientist, a PhD there that has done that work, and she's got the information. But I'm sure anybody at Rutgers, if you call and do a search for that information, will be able to bring it up for you. Well, fast moving show as usual. I appreciate everybody's calls and comments and being with us and having fun on the show. We'll be at the Mother Earth News Fair, actually be there next week, Saturday and Sunday. So if you come by, be sure and say hi. And I hope you enjoy that show. And then I'll see everybody on our show the following week. And we'll be here next week with a best of or something like that for you. And if you have a question in the meantime, go to dirtdoctor.com. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens. I'll see you next time. Thanks.